It's the show on KJZZ. Happy Thanksgiving. I'm Steve Goldstein. You may have seen last week's New York Times article, The United States of Thanksgiving. It features a Thanksgiving recipe that evokes the unique flavors of each state. And the recipe for Arizona is a cranberry sauce with chilies. Not bad, but we figured there was a lot more we could do to spice up our Turkey Day table. So I spoke with Karen Zoldan, who has a blog called Circle of Food, about ways to add more Southwestern flavor to a traditional meal.
Some people like to smoke turkeys. They could use mesquite chips. So that would give the turkey an extra smoky flavor. Another thing might be they could add prickly pear puree if they make their own cranberry sauce, or perhaps put it in an apple pie just to add a little bit of Southwest color, that beautiful magenta that prickly pear is, or just a little flavor. In Tucson, we have a fabulous brewery called Borderlands Brewery, and they make a mesquite smoked Scottish ale. And of course, you could drink it, but I think it might be interesting if you baste the turkey or brine the turkey in it as part of the liquid. And something that I think I'm going to make, I'm going to a potluck and I'm going to roast sweet potatoes and carrots, and I'm probably going to add some poblano chilies. And then when it comes out of the oven, I will drizzle balsamic vinegar on it, and before it's served, some pomegranate seeds, because then it'll be, you know, really pretty colors and have that Southwest flair.
And now, Karen, one of the things that's a staple for some, though they vary what they put in it, is stuffing. Anything come to mind as far as Southwest stuffing?
Well, I'm glad you asked because, well, this isn't typically Arizona. Of course, it's New Mexico, and we must always embrace New Mexico as our neighbors. I found a recipe for blue cornbread stuffing with chorizo or sausage. Doesn't that sound good?
Boy, that sounds delicious, yeah. I also think up here in Phoenix, I almost feel like in some ways we lose our Southwest flavor, the bigger city we've gotten. It almost feels like Tucson has retained more of it. Do you find that to be in the foods as well?
I do. You know, Tucson is really focused a lot more, I think, on local. And we take from Baja, and we take from New Mexico, and just our indigenous products and the Native Americans. So those are the three places that define Tucson eating. We're also cosmopolitan, but a lot of our flavor are those three ingredients.
Karen, I just had one more question for you. You did make reference to the possibility of putting something different in an apple pie. Is there anything that you can think of Southwestern that might give something with pumpkin a little bit more flair or other kinds of desserts we haven't talked about?
Well, chili actually goes well with chocolate, so that could possibly be a dark chocolate chili pie, like a Mexican hot chocolate.
Karen Zoldan has a food blog called Circle of Food.